I want to talk to you for a minute here about a theme I'm pursuing today. When you've done everything, keeping your eyes on the Lord and standing and praising God. Now that's a good thing indeed. Sometimes it's the only thing. Because faith says thank you, faith says praise you, Lord. Faith says I believe it. And there are times when we have been so harried, so pushed, so hard, and done everything that we know, and just are standing and saying, God, what are you going to do now? And what we are to do now is to be worshiping and praising God. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, was in such a fix. Man, he was in a pickle. The whole nations around him, three of them grouped together to come and destroy them. That's found in 2 Chronicles 20. And the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some of the Munites came against Jehoshaphat to fight in battle. And it says here he was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. Good idea number one. And here's where people miss it. Christians even miss it. When problems come, do they set their face to seek the Lord? You know what that means. You set your face. That's the direction you're heading. Or do you set your face to figure out some other answer? Well, if you do number one, then they gathered all the people and assembled before the Lord at the house of God and began to praise and worship and call on him who rules over all the nations. That's what he said. You rule over the kingdom and nations. Oh, when we're praying for Canada, we ought to think about that. God, you rule over the kingdoms and nations. Look what's going on in our country. Look what they're doing. Look at the filth they're dumping on us. Look at the laws they're passing. Anyway, as they call on the Lord here in the midst of this army coming against them, which they could never match, three nations, probably a million men, they began to recall the promises of God. They recalled the promise that said if they would cry out to the Lord, if they walked with him, and they did, Jehoshaphat did, and was righteous, kept the law, put out the idolatry, put out the immorality, put all that other junk out, and kept God's ways. The promise was if they called on him from that place, God would hear, God would answer, and God would save them. And they said, oh, Lord, we're powerless against this great horde that's coming against us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. There you go. Good idea number two. You're doing everything you know to do. You start recalling the promises of God. You follow them. You meet the conditions of them. And being right and holy with God is one of the conditions. And then you get your eyes on him. You've done all, and you take your stand, your eyes are on him. Well, they were in a pickle. They're in a mess. And then what happens next? One of the guys in the crowd begins to prophesy. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed at the great horde, because the battle's the Lord's. It's not yours. What a word we need. When we have done all, when we know we've walked right with God, when we've kept his ways, when there's no conviction of sin involved here, there's nothing left to accept, we've done all the conditions God says that we can meet, then we fix our eyes on the Lord and we wait for his word, and we got to know that the Lord is the one who will fight the battles. Oh, yeah. You know, we have an enemy. You want to believe all this craziness that's going on in our country? It's because we have a spiritual enemy. It's because people are listening to him. They don't know it's him, but they're listening. They're following. They're doing what he suggests. And that's why we humble ourselves and pray and we repent for the sins of our nation. And that's why in our humbling and praying, we finally get to the place where we say, God, our eyes are on you. You've got to take hand your action. So this prophet says you don't need to fight. Just stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord come. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Oh, there's that word again. Good idea number four. You've done it all. Stand firm. Watch the Lord. Hold your position. And they begin to praise God. to begin to praise God. When you're holding your place, when you're believing the Lord's word, you start to praise God. You don't let fear, he says, don't be afraid. You don't let the thinking that can make you all mixed up be dismayed. Well, you praise God. And they worship God, and they set the singers out in front of the army. And when they went out to meet this enemy, guess what? The Lord set an ambush against them. And the enemy, these three armies, destroyed each other. Do you know there were so many of them, it took all the people and armies of Judah 3 days to take away the spoil. Wow. Faith. Get big faith. Get believing faith. Get hang in there faith. Get praising God faith.